Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in Siman Kuf Chaf Tes. We're learning about Rosh Hashanah. We started about Rosh Hashanah already. We're past Elul already, and we're in Kuf Chaf Tes. And we're learning about the davening that takes place, the special additions. We talked about bowing down during davening on Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. We're up to now Siv Gimel. Kol Hashana Omrim B'Tfilah HaKel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Chutz Min Rosh Hashanah Ad Lach HaYom HaKippurim, those 10 days, Shetzrichin Lomar HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat Lefi, why? Lefi Shebiyom HaMo'elu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mare Malchuso Lishpot Es HaOlam. Hashem manifests. Hashem is king. Hashem is always king. I said the other night, Hashem, Adon Olam Hashem Malach, B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Hashem was Melech even before anything was created. But the manifestation of his Malchus is more intense, more brought out and more intense during the Yemei HaDin, when he's judging the world and deciding. Being goes there, all these things we just learned about in Chayus Halvavus. So he's being goes there. What will be? So we call him HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, the Holy King, or the King of Judgment. It becomes an adjective because he manifests his Malchus at this time period. Now, this is serious stuff. In Ta'av, a person made a mistake, but Omar HaKel HaKadosh, he's not sure. Oshu Mesupik Im Omar HaKel HaKadosh Hu HaMelech HaKadosh, and chances are, he said HaKel HaKadosh, because that's what he's used to saying a whole year, and usually, for most people, our lips determine Shmona Esrei. In this Kartoch Kedei Dibor, so he was aware of this. So if Toch Deidiba within, let's say, call it 2.5 seconds, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Rebbe Amori, we'll call it 2 seconds. In this Toch Deidibur, Omer, he corrects himself immediately. He doesn't say Hashem again. He says Amelech HaKadosh. Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh Amelech HaKadosh. Right? That's what it would sound like to an outsider listening. Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Vein Tzorech Lachzor L'Rosh. That's valid. If you change what you said, Toch Kedei Dibur of the change, this is the halach of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, so it's valid, it's legitimate, it's acceptable. V'chein Adin B'Melech HaMishpat. Say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat. Aval Lo Nizkar, you really, the pause could be a little bigger, a little larger than I made it. I made it pretty much immediately. You have Toch Kedei Dibur, which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. I think the post can talk about 2 seconds, which if you look at the stopwatch, it's like quite a long time, I mean, relatively speaking. Avalim lo nizkar ad lacha kedei dibur. So what do? Azai ba'melech ha'kadosh shorech lachzol l'rosh ha'tfilah. Afilu misfeika. No choice. You have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again. Mipnei shesholosh habrochos horishonos nechshavos ka'achas. In other words, even though this mistake was made in the third bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei because the three brachas are considered as one. That's a halachic status. They combine. They're considered like one bracha. A mistake in one, that's the din, the manifestation of the din. So you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. You can't just say over the third bracha. Bafilu shliach hatzibur, bachzoros hatfilah, tzorech lachzol l'rosh, if they let him stay by the Amud. I mean, they're probably going to just kill him and haul his corpse away. Usvichim loma kedusha shenis. Yes, you say kedusha again. The whole thing's invalid. Start again. Avol b'amelech ha-mishpat there we lighten up and we say afilu yochadein etzorch lachzor afilu la'osa bracha. First of all, if you would have to say it again, you would only have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. You don't have that the middle brachas are all considered linked. You don't have that. Each one is an individual bracha. So if you made a mistake in one, you just have to go back to that one. You then have to continue while I say there. If you remembered your mistake after you said subsequent brachas, you can't just stick in, you can't just re-say this bracha and stick it in out of order. Because there's a very, very specific order to the brachas of Shmona Esrei. So if you skipped one, you can't just plug it in later. You have to go back, say it, and then say it from there and on. So in this case, even if you were in Shema Koleinu, and then you realize, so theoretically, it's all theoretical, because the din is you don't have to go back. But if you would go back, you would go back to Amelech HaMishpat, then you would say V'lam HaShin HaMal Tisikva, and you would go on in order. But the din is you don't have to go back, because we paskin like those Rishonim, that say since the word Melech was mentioned, Melech Ohev Tzadko Mishpat, even if you did it the wrong way, but you still spoke about Hashem as king, Melech Ohev Tzadko Mishpat, so B'di'eved, that's acceptable. Kivan Shizkir Tevos Melech Mebrocha Hazos. Okay? B'chol HaShana Im Tov V'Omer HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. Nu was the din? You don't know. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Ein Tzorech Lachzor. You do not have to repeat Shmona Esrei, which is a chiddush. The chiddush is that a chasima of a bracha is considered very crucial and essential. And if you mess up in the chasima many times, you do have to say Shmona Esrei over again, or the bracha over again. It's not like you skipped a word or missed a word. It's like very crucial and essential. And here, you messed up the chasima. So, that means that when Chazal, I mean, what it means to me is that when Chazal were misaken the chasima of these brachas, they were misaken both. They just said when you should say one and when you should say the other, but they're both like equally valid chasimas of the brachas. Not like they said, okay, in America, I mean, you would say it this way. It's not like they said, okay, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're making up a new chasima. We're making up a new bracha. No, because then this wouldn't be true. They said this bracha could have one of two chasimas. We're telling you to say one of them a whole year round, and the other one in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But if you said the wrong one, it's okay. At least, I guess it's not okay if you messed up Aseres Yemei Tshuva, if you said Kel HaKadosh. But if you messed up the other way, it's okay. B'Shabbos Arvis, if Dalit says, B'Birchas Me'ein Sheva, Ma'agin Havos, B'Dvaro, Omrim Gam, Kem B'Mokam HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, V'Yimto Shliach HaTzibur. What the Tzibur says doesn't matter, because it's not really, it's not a bracha, it's just a way to keep everybody awake till the end of davening. So they decided everybody should say that, and they should sing it, and I don't know why that was Zoche. I mean, it's a chosh of a bracha, it's me'ein sheva, but that paragraph that we sing is not a bracha, it's just words of praise to Hashem. It's me'ein, each bracha. Anyway, so there's no question that a person wouldn't say it over if he messed up and said the wrong thing. You're not saying a bracha, go back, don't go back, like what's the difference, it's nothing. But the Shliach Tzibur is making a bracha. It starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Mamish bracha. At the end, he says, and he concludes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadesh Shabbos. So that's a real bracha. So he has to say it all over again, even if in that middle paragraph, not really a middle paragraph, that's how the Siddurim printed it. In that middle paragraph, he said, Okel HaKadosh by mistake. Avalachem. No, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. I'm sorry. V'imtosh lichtibu v'gav kodosh, he should correct the toch k'dei dibur. I might have said it wrong. He should correct the toch k'dei dibur. But if he remembered afterwards and he didn't correct the toch k'dei dibur, ain't a chozer. You'll say, why? Because this pseudo Chazaras Hashatz of Friday night Ma'ariv is just not that heavy. It's like I said, it's a pseudo Chazaras Hashatz. They were misakin, and normally there's no Chazaras Hashatz by Ma'ariv. What? Yeah, but it's still the bracha. Okay, well, for whatever reason, however you understand it, you do not have to say it over again. You should correct yourself toch kedei dibur, which you will when everybody yells at you. The big shaila is only the people that are up, though, so it won't be that many people. But the big shaila is, and I never satisfactorily resolved it, even though I paskin a certain way, but I never found out if I was right or wrong. And that is, and this happens very common, what I'm about to describe. He'll say, by a lot of things, I'm just giving this as an example, he'll say, Akel HaKadosh. By the time everybody stops yelling at him, and he chaps what's going on, he thought they're complaining about his voice, he's saying it too loud, he's saying it too low, he doesn't know why, he thought maybe someone walked into the shul, everybody's screaming, doesn't know what happened. Then by the time he chaps what they're screaming about, it's Lacha Kedei Dibur. So he says, Akel HaKadosh. Meanwhile, 3 seconds went by, and then he chaps, and now he wants to change. Can he or not? So I paskin, he can. That the yelling is part, yeah, it's just, it extends the time. There's something going on. Maybe it's a mechudesh de kapsak, but I really feel it's right. There's something going on. It's not like, if you sit b'shtika, and that time lapses. But here, someone's correcting you. You didn't chap what he said. So you're like, it's, that's what I held. There's something going on. What? When is it Nogea? Yeah, but there you don't care about Toch de Dibur. But you're talking about a Shem Hashem problem. Okay. You don't make him go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. Who makes him go back to the beginning of the Pasuk? Sometimes. Only when it's relevant to. I would make him go back to the beginning of the Pasuk when either there's a Shem Hashem involved or the meaning of the Pasuk changed and he has to go back to the beginning of the Pasuk because the meaning changed. Stam Zoy, if he messes up, I mean, it depends. But if he corrects himself toch kedei dibur, you wouldn't have to. I don't know. If I ever did, I don't know. What? By the way, I wonder what others paskin. It's a chiddush what I'm saying. Others would say, it's achik kedei dibur to be it. I'm saying if everybody's yelling and this, and he doesn't, it can take some time to chap what they want, because he forgot about it, you know. So I'm saying it's called toch kedei dibur. Well, in punkt in the words we're learning that this is no gaya any toch kedei dibur. Here we happen to be learning that if you correct yourself toch kedei dibur, good. If not, don't go back. But what we said about Hakel HaKadosh of each person's personal Shmona Esrei, where the din is if you don't correct yourself toch kedei dibur, you do go back. But it's the same thing. The gedarim of toch kedei dibur will always be the same. What?
Until you finish,
let's say. Baruch Hashem, okay, Lakados. Yeah, but that's not because of Toch Kedei Dibur, that's because you didn't finish the